I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. An autopsy has determined that a FedEx worker found dead outside in the Quad Cities amid record low temperatures died of a traumatic head injury. Rock Island County Coroner Brian Gustafson says 69-year-old William Murphy's death was due to a fall. Police say a colleague found the Moline man's body between two semi-trailers at FedEx's East Moline location last Thursday morning. That's the day Moline hit a record low of minus 33 degrees. Gustafson says hypothermia does not appear to have contributed to Murphy's death. The coroner says he didn't determine if ice was a factor, but he would assume so. Last week's record-breaking sub-zero temperatures were thought to contribute to at least 27 deaths across the country. FedEx says the company is saddened and working with local authorities as they investigate. Several organizations have filed a lawsuit in Rock Island County about the demolition of the courthouse. Yesterday, Landmarks Illinois, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and several local historic preservation groups filed a lawsuit against the Rock Island County Board and its Public Building Commission. The other plaintiffs are the Rock Island and Moline Preservation Societies, the Broadway Historic District Association, and Fred Shaw, who holds bonds in the Rock Island County Justice Center. The goal of the legal action is to protect the historic Rock Island County Courthouse from what the suit calls unlawful demolition. The suit asks the Building Commission to be held accountable for violating state preservation law, state law governing the authority and actions of public building commissions, and the terms of publicly funded bonds issued to construct the new annex. The historic preservation group claims the commission plans to demolish the courthouse without complying with the Illinois State Historic Resources Preservation Act. The plaintiffs are also asking the commission and Rock Island County Board to work with the Illinois State Historic Preservation Office, state EPA, and the community to find a reuse for the 120-year-old building. Iowa officials are conducting a broad review of Davenport schools this week, which could determine the future of the district. State education leaders ordered the audit after deciding local administrators failed to address multiple violations of federal law. A previous audit found the Davenport School District disproportionately identified students of color for special education and disciplined those students in disproportionate numbers. Amy Williamson from the Iowa Department of Education is overseeing the audit.
We want to leave here with a plan that we have developed along with the district leadership team, who we've been working with for the past few days, to sort of cement what changes they would like to see in place, and we will kind of stick with them through these changes.
The department plans to release a final report next month. Depending on the findings, state officials could uphold Davenport's accreditation, grant conditional accreditation, or dissolve the district. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.